WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning. 7:38. So tomorrow, Hunter, it's the 4th of friggin' July.
Yes, buddy. What's up?
It is my favorite holiday because we get to celebrate this nation, the greatest nation. Mm-hmm. You know, and yes, we have our ups and downs as a country.
Do chicks dress up for 4th of July?
Hope they dress down. I want to see some American flag bikinis, all right?
There you go.
I want to see some American flags covering up your goodies because that's what America's all about. And obviously, too, it is. That's what it's about.
All right.
That's what the Founding Fathers, when the Founding Fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. they put in there, they took it out now, but before there was, it was like, I don't know, Section A, Article B in Row 32.
Where are you getting this information from?
Doth I proclaim that on the 4th of July, on this nation's birthday, women shall wear bikinis adorned with our flags. And we shall celebrate by drinking beer
and shooting off fireworks
from our brethren in Japan, from China. They said it like that then, too.
You're right.
That's how it was. That was in the Declaration of Independence. I can't help it.
You just made that up.
No, that was the one thing I learned in history class. Obviously, yes, the big part about the 4th of July is the fireworks.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats? No Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No. Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Which, by the way, can we stop wasting valuable, flammable material on snakes and sparklers?
Snakes and sparklers.
Actually.
Come on. The kid's got to play with something here, Brock.
What were we taught not to do when we were children as far as sharp objects?
Run with them.
Don't run with sharp objects, mm-hmm. right? Pair of scissors, don't you run with that.
Nope.
Pencil, keep that tip down.
But if it's sharp and on fire... It's a different story.
We used to light sparklers. We'd be up, we'd go up north,
yeah.
and our folks would light the sparkler. We'd go up to the campfire.
Oh, yeah.
We'd light the sparkler, and then we would see how many times we could run around the cabin. Dude, I mean, there was roots in the way. It was dark out, and we were just sitting there with this flaming metal stick.
It always burned your arm, too.
Always.
You know?
Remember the big ones?
Oh, the big ones.
Dude. But yeah, our folks were totally fine with just... Run! All right, go ahead. Just be careful.
That's hilarious. That's a good observation, Brock.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you have like a cousin? I think everybody has like a cousin and uncle who always buys just like an insane amount of fireworks.
Yeah. I had a lot of them, and it transferred on to me.
It's the guy you invite to your party.
Absolutely.
Yeah, come on down. Bring your fireworks,
too. He always has fireworks laying around the house.
Right.
Always.
He's back in the truck, and he's got a lot of fireworks.
So many fireworks. I remember one time we got to use cigarettes to light the fireworks.
Oh, God.
Because we didn't have any of the...
the lighting sticks.
The little sticks. Right. So we used cigarettes.
Cigs, huh?
I felt like a man.
As a kid?
That day, I became a man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got some more fun 4th of July little tidbits for you.
We should actually go out and light some fireworks outside here.
Do you have any? In the car?
I might.
I might
have a roll in my car.
Kiki's not on her way to work yet. I could tell her to grab a couple. I got some in a sack in my garage.
Oh, nice.
Just some little ones.
Tell her to grab some.
You know, the best part is I buy a little extra, just little ones, and just throughout the year, you know, she'll be out in the lawn chair and I'll light one and throw it right underneath there.
Tie it to her shoe.
If you ever hear of Kiki and I getting divorced, it's because of that. I guarantee it. Hey, good morning. 7:49. Today, we got some sunshine to start. Then we got clouds, rain, thunderstorms, a high of 88 tonight, mostly cloudy, more rain, and a low of 72. Is Jay coming in?
Yeah, he's in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. We'll get him. Yeah. He's nervous.
He's nervous.
So it's the 4th of July tomorrow.
Boom.
I love it.
So literally, boom.
I tell you, literally. I got to go get some fireworks yet. You know what? Some fireworks.
I got
you?
Some fireworks, and I found out real quick that fireworks aren't cheap.
No. No, they're not.
If you want to have fun and blow some stuff up and all that good stuff.
If you literally want to blow your money, that's fireworks are the perfect way to do it.
Well, how's Kiki feel about fireworks?
She loves fireworks. She knows I get... Actually, she last year, she went with me when we went and bought a bunch. Mm-hmm. And I think she was just into it. Unfortunately, though, she likes the little ones. Like, she just likes, like, the fountains.
No, oh, yeah.
Like, the ones that you just waste your money on. Yeah. And I told her, no.
See, that is a waste of money.
And she's like, no, this one's good. I'm like, no, you're wasting your money. Stop it. I'll take care of it.
Get some mortars, man.
Yeah, that's what you need. Boom. You need the stuff that goes up. You need things that leave holes in the ground. That's what you need.
Boom. Yeah, so my wife, she doesn't like... Well, she likes the fireworks, but she hates when I buy them.
Yeah.
Because she knows I'm going to blow some money.
Yeah. It's easy to do. So today, I'm going to make a little trip. I'm going to go find some fireworks and...
You better get some good ones.
I will. Well, because...
Don't wimp out. Do
I need to match what you spent, to be fair?
If you want.
Yeah?
I think I dropped
$205. $205.
That's a good chunk of money.
I'm going to drop $210. I'm going to show you up. That one final one. That one final
like,
one.
Like, guys, it was a close competition.
But
that last little... Snickerdoodle or
that
whatever.
That last $5 really put Brox over the top. We're going to award him for the best fireworks show.
It was that whisker do.
It was that whisker do.
Whisker do, yeah.
Whistling kitty chaser. It was that one. Obviously, be careful out there if you're going to be lighting off fireworks. Mm-hmm. The key is light the fuse, back away.
Light the fuse and run.
Light the fuse. Back away at a decent pace, maybe a power walk. Because here's the thing. You run, you could trip. You're dead.
And if you're in a wheelchair, don't be lighting fireworks. Come on, Terry.
Terry, oh, Terry.
Oh, no, Terry. Come on, Terry. Back up, Terry.
You know what? We're going to post that video later.
Let's post that video. Let's play the audio.
It's fantastic. It is just good loud, Terry. But also, too, now look, I'm a fan of lighting a bottle rocket in the hand and throwing it up in the air.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
fun.
It's all about timing.
It's all about timing.
All right, practice a couple times. Or, you know what's fun, too, is you break the stick off of a bottle rocket.
You just throw it in a crowd.
And you throw it in a crowd of your friends. That's just great.
All right, don't listen to us.
Listen to everything I'm saying, okay? All right, if you light an M80, the key is to hold it between the index and the forefinger.
As long as you can.
And you wait, because if you want a nice pop around someone, you can't just throw it at their feet. You got to wait till it explodes around their mid.
You know, you're not cool until your thumb is missing.
Exactly, just the top part. You don't need that top part anyways.
Need it.
Also, too, if you're checking a firework that didn't go off, use your pinky, because you don't use your pinky for anything anyways. All right? So if a finger's going to... If you're going to lose a digit, folks, lose the pinky.
You know, and if a mortar doesn't go off, just look right down the tube.
Just right down the tube.
Don't do that.
Give it a little shake right down there. No, don't be a moron, okay?
Don't be a moron.
I will say, I always have a hose ready to go. Because
smart.
If something doesn't go off...
Boom. And you're good.
After I do the pinky test, I go, yeah, and then we're good to go.